Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Welcome to Motivational Monday 99. Today, I want to talk about where new, better results come from. And they come from change. And here is how. Your current results in your business are created by your current level of thinking, your current level of skill and action in what you do. In order to achieve something more or greater or better, some of those things we need to change. Maybe you need to improve certain skills to be more effective in marketing and sales, to attract more clients, make more money. Maybe if you want to have better work-life balance, you will need to change the habits and the things you do or how you organize your day and your week. Now, change is not easy. Our brain likes to do things that it knows and stay in the same thing over and over because that requires the least effort. So how do you implement change or get successful in learning new things and staying with them enough to master them or learning new skills, right? Or implementing new habits or things that will allow you to create those new results. You need to find first and foremost a reason, an intrinsic reason why you want to do it. Only because others are doing it and it works for them, or maybe because your coach or your wife or husband or somebody's telling you you should do it, won't motivate you long enough to implement the change for long enough to see the results, right? External motivation through somebody, through others or whatever, can motivate you only so far, maybe for a week or two or 30 days, but that's it. Unless you want to do something for you and you know why very deeply and you want it very strongly, your efforts will not give you the results you want. Here is the simplest example. My dad. My dad smoked for many, many years. And even though he knew it wasn't good for him, and even though, you know, we told him that we would like him to change or quit smoking as one, the efforts never worked, either even when he made an effort, but usually his brain was just offering excuses why this will not work and this method won't work and so on. The moment he found an interior reason why he wanted to quit, and it was a strong reason, it took him less than a month. And that, I'm talking here about an addiction. I'm not talking about a habit that we were just used to doing, okay? It took him less than a month. So what I want to say is that you can create any results you want in your business. You can change anything you want and improve as long as you have a strong reason, because when you do, then your brain, instead of giving you excuses, why solutions that maybe others are suggesting won't work, it will actually help you figure out how those solutions can help you, or it can actually look for solutions yourself. So, hey, I want to sign more clients and I really know why and I have a strong reason. Your brain will start thinking, okay, Maggie wants it. How do we help her? And it will show you the solutions and it will help you implement them no matter the circumstances. If you don't, it will serve excuses. So What do you want? What new or better results do you want to create in your business this week or this coming new month? Find a reason, strong internal reason, why you want them first, and the solutions will come. Happy Monday. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.